Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. Last month, it became official that we lost the war in Afghanistan. But there's another war going on that a lot of people don't even know about. And it's far more important than the war that we just lost. It's the war against climate change. And it doesn't just affect us. It affects the whole world. And it could be just a fact that we've already lost that war because we didn't start fighting it until it was too late. But it is a threat to our economy and our whole way of life, not just here in the U.S., but all around the world. We can already see the rapid pace of change that's happening. It's happening faster than scientists predicted it would. Droughts are longer and more severe. Storms are bigger and stronger and are doing billions of dollars worth of damage. The wildfire season extends throughout the year, and farmers are having trouble growing their crops because a shorter growing season or a hotter grower season affects the quality of the crops and the size of the harvest. And as in any war, there are people who are working for the enemy. Fossil fuel companies, conservative politicians, and science deniers. And these people are the enemy and should be treated as such. Now, we have developed non-polluting technologies, but even with these, we are still pumping tons of carbon dioxide and other gases into the atmosphere, along with particulates. So even if we were to achieve all of the goals of the Paris Climate Accord, which is highly unlikely, it would do nothing to stop the pace of climate change. Even if we stopped polluting the air tomorrow, that would not slow the pace of climate change. And that is because those greenhouse gases and other pollutants are in the air, and they're not just going to go away. They will remain in the atmosphere for decades. So that's right. Even if tomorrow all of our power plants were from solar and other non-polluting sources, if all of our cars were electric and all of our oil wells were capped and there was not a single active smokestack in the world, it would have no effect on climate change. If we're going to win this war and preserve this world as a livable planet, we have to find a way to extract all of those greenhouse gases and particulates out of the atmosphere, whether it's through chemistry or some sort of biotechnology or who knows what else. We can't just wait for the atmosphere to clean itself. That's not going to happen. We have to find a way to do it. And this may result in some unintended consequences, and that's always a possibility. But waiting and hoping is not an option. Fortunately, there are some small startup companies working on CO2 extraction from the atmosphere, and they have even developed small working models that do just that. But what is needed is a massive government effort, not just here in the United States, but worldwide. And our best minds need to be focused on this problem, and a massive infusion of cash for research needs to be created. Now, it could be that we've already lost the war, but you can't win it if you don't fight it. Thanks for listening.